Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of June, we will be exploring the topic, enjoying His peace. June 30, His understanding. When His own people heard of this, they went out to take custody of Him, for they were saying, He has lost His senses. Mark 3, verse 21. Philip Yancey tells the story of a woman who was experiencing real difficulties. She had made some bad decisions that had led her down a slippery slope into sin. When someone invited her to church, she replied, "I am already feeling bad enough about myself. Why would I want to go there?" Confronted by our pain and darkness as a result of abuse, our own sin, illness, or addictions, we often choose to run away from God, thinking that He couldn't possibly understand or accept us. Yet we can approach Him with the assurance that Jesus knows and understands us. Jesus was born under difficult circumstances. His mother got pregnant before she was married, but people didn't believe the miraculous virgin conception. Furthermore, He was born in poverty and placed in a manger, with no appropriate resources to support Him. And if those circumstances were not enough, the king wanted Him dead, so He lived His early childhood hiding from those who were supposed to protect Him. Are you starting to feel that He may understand you after all? But there is more. When He started His public ministry of preaching and healing, His own kinsmen went out to take custody of Him, for they were saying, "He has lost His senses." Mark 3, verse 21. Has anyone you care for ever called you crazy? Well, Jesus knows how it feels. Not only that, the religious authorities declared that He was possessed. Even His church didn't understand Him. And I could tell you much more about the difficulties and temptations He went through, even before heading to the cross to give His life for the human race that had utterly and completely rejected Him. Yet He loved us so much with all of our dysfunctional thinking and compulsive behaviors that He died for us. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4, verses 15 and 16. Amen.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!